Thank you for calling Circus Services. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Rosa Scott. Yesterday, I got a text to confirm my appointment for today. At 12, I get a call from someone telling me that my technician will be there from 11 to 3. It's 4:18. I haven't received the call, and I haven't seen a technician.
Okay, can you provide me with your service address so I can pull up your order?
25 5E Chase Lane, Jonesboro, 30236.
Give me just a moment. Okay. Rosa Scott?
Yes.
Okay. And let me take a look at the route here. This is going to be the Atlanta, Georgia market. The date. Go. Bear with me just a moment. Rosa Scott, so let's see. It's showing that he is at the stop ahead of you. Just a moment to see if I can get more information from Tuan. That works. Tuan. I do apologize. I'm just searching him out on here to see if I have his contact information. Now, when Tuan called you earlier, did the number appear on your caller ID?
Who called?
Your tech would have been the one to call you in the morning. You're supposed to get a confirmation text the night before.
No.
And then the tech called.
I didn't get a confirmation text. I didn't get a call from the tech. I got a call at 12 today from a young lady telling me that my service tech would be there between 11 and 3.
Okay. Fair
so that was a whole hour later. I think my gripe is that I didn't even get a courtesy call. And what I don't want to happen is him show up at 5:30 when we know that the warehouse is closed if he needs to get parts and waste everybody's time.
Okay.
Because
well,
I've had somebody at the house all day.
If he's coming out for a diagnostic and parts are needed, that would be another appointment. It's not something where he would run and get the parts and come back because those have to be authorized by your warranty company.
I just don't understand how these warranty companies work with you vendors. How, you know, it's like an alarm company comes out to check your alarm and they don't have any alarms on the truck. They have to make a whole nother appointment to come and I don't get it. If you just call a plumber and you pay them out of pocket, they can go ahead and fix it right there.
Yes, ma'am. The warranty companies require pre-authorization for any additional cost with your repair since at the end of the day, they're paying for the bulk of it outside of the service fee. Bear with me just a moment. So I'm showing that.
So I guess it doesn't matter if he shows up at 5 or 5:30, 6 o'clock. It doesn't matter because all he's doing is looking.
If he determines that he needs parts, that would be the case, but I mean, with plumbing, you're less likely to need a new part. It's more HVAC that you run into that with. Bear with me just another moment here. So what I'm going to do, because I don't have his direct contact information, is I'm going to let home office know about the situation and ask that they have this technician reach out to you immediately with an update.
Great.
Bear with me just a moment. I'm just transcribing this information over. Copy. Dean Charlotte. No, I meant the wrong thing. There we go. Rosa Scott. Excuse me. Market urgent ETA request. Time frame given was 11 to 3.
Yeah.
It's now 4:24 PM and she has not yet heard anything from the tech.
And your confirmation thing didn't work either.
Well, if you're scheduled, then it worked because you have to confirm either manually when you're on the phone. Like when I schedule people, I go ahead and confirm manually so that you don't have to worry about responding to that text message. But you have to be confirmed in order to get routed. You did get routed. You're on Tuan's route, but
okay,
we need him to reach out to you to get you that update.
The first time that I scheduled and the technician came out, I think I got like 6 confirmations.
Honestly, those come from home office, not the inbound customer service call center, but I'll certainly include that in this email to home office. My biggest concern is that they get you updated on what's going on today. Give me just a moment. Contacted with an update ASAP. She also advised there were issues with the text confirmation stating. He got about 6 messages. Okay. And then I will set that to important so it goes to the top of their inbox. So I've got that sent over to Circa Home Office, and they are based in Georgia. I'm asking them to reach out to this technician or to have the technician reach out to you directly with an updated ETA.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, that's it.
You take care. I thank you for calling Circa Services.
Thank you. Bye.